Hold on to your butts.
Why do you want to listen to the TV with the stereo on?
Because I like to party.
You know, what you need is some of that hysterical perspective. You know what I mean?
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yeah. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take your leg, Junior.
But when I say his name, everyone knows. Carolina Chuck.
Are we clapping something off?
So,
clap on. I'm scared to clap on.
Take one.
Here we are in KB's Bakery in Clover, South Carolina. It's like the popping thing.
Yeah. That made me feel bad about the little goodnight thing.
Oh.
Just do another one.
He felt so bad.
Just make it. Another one. Take it real quick.
I liked it. It was pretty good.
And you guys can all catch this special edition. Let me say goodnight to my wife on the air.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Nicole, you're going to be famous now. We're in the bakery. I love you. Sweet dreams. And I will talk to you and see you here in a bit. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
All right, so what the heck is KB stand for?
Kimmy and Brody.
Her kids.
I started this, I told you, like 10, 11 years ago, mm-hmm. and yeah. I didn't have Demi
before
yet.
Number three.
Yeah.
Really?
And I was young. I think I was only like...
It was like a win. Like you just started it on a win.
Chris has been buying cakes from me for a very long time.
Well, since Brody's about to be 12, and I started when he was one. So it has almost an 11. This coming June will be 11 years.
Because I've got a bunch of pictures of my kids growing up, and there's your cakes. Yeah. They're right there, all these fancy looking cakes.
I started with people at their, before they got married, and then their wedding cakes, and then their gender reveal cakes, and then the smash cake, and then the first birthday, all the way up. Like, literally was with them before their wedding. It's insane.
That's precious.
So how did you get into baking like that?
So her sister-in-law used to make cakes. She still does, but she made, like, really, really cute cakes. And we were at, I think it was Mason's first birthday party, who's her oldest, who's going to be 13. And she made him, like, the cutest little cake with a whale on it. And I went and I asked her about it, and she was like, oh, they're so easy. She's like, I feel like anybody could do it if they just tried enough or watched videos. And literally that night I went home, I watched some YouTube videos on it, and his birthday was in May. Mm-hmm. And for Father's Day, I worked on it for like a month, just kind of watching YouTube videos. And then that Father's Day, I made a camo cake with a deer on top for my dad, and I posted a picture of it on Facebook. And within like a week, I got like 4 people messaging me, asking me if I could make them a cake. And I did for a while, and I was like, these are terrible. Like, but everyone knew, like, I was just starting out, and that's just how it started. And I just did it from them. Just kept watching more YouTube videos, and then
I was about to ask, was it
stuff? It's like you can see everything. So many ideas, and I'm still learning.
When you first, very, very first started doing it for people, you know, like that camo cake forward. Would you say you felt kind of like a resonance there? Like, I mean, duck meat water. I may not know how to fully swim yet, but like, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
It feels like something.
Oh, no,
feels
I definitely. Like me. And because I wanted to do something that I could stay home with my kids.
Yeah.
They were all little at the time. Sounds like a
Bigfoot.
I think there are some midgets wrestling upstairs. Is what's going on.
I was going to say, I have had experience at midget wrestling myself.
And it's a real thing.
And a midget bit Christy on the ass.
Oh.
Yeah, she was just sitting there, and he comes up and he bites her on the ass. Yeah.
Did he have to get on his tippy toes?
Without permission?
No,
she was sitting
just,
down.
Like, took a munch butt to face. It was probably a perfect height, you know?
Well, anyways, the moment was there.
It does sound like midgets are wrestling upstairs.
Oh my goodness.
It's just Brody playing.
But what is going on up there? I know you're saying there's more.
They have like a little speakeasy type thing up there with like a pool table. It's just like a hangout. Yeah. So the owner, Justin, here, like let some of the kids go up there. He has kids my kid's age and her kid's age. And they're all
it's
friends.
It's like all of our friends' kids. So they go up there and hang out. They just run up there together.
So. It's a cool little spot up there.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are more than a couple of like connections here. So give us everything. Business, family. Okay. Friendships, past. I mean, Clover is a very small town, so I do feel like a lot of people that watch or listen to this will really understand kind of the relationships that
most everybody knows us.
Well, we grew up together.
And it's a very special place because of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I don't see this like this anywhere else that I go. Uh-huh.
It literally feels like we're in like a little Hallmark movie.
That's what she always says.
Every time I say it, like walking downtown, and it's everyone we know, and it's like we're in a movie.
We're big like Christmas girls. So like we watch the Hallmark movies with like the downtown, all that, and she's like, "I can't wait for Christmas time down here because it feels like we're in a movie." Wow. So I met her when I first moved here from Florida when I was 15.
We were 16. I was 16.
She was one of my best friends that I first met here, and then. I think her and my brother kind of always had a little crush on each other.
I mean, I don't blame her. The guy is, you're talking about Captain America right now, Brian? Yeah?
No, that's my husband.
Oh, that's your husband I'm talking about. Golly.
Captain America.
This is where I insert the pictures of Captain America and Brian.
Oh, gosh. No, my brother's so handsome, though. But they always like had a crush on each other, but they were literally always dating, but we were all always together and they always had like a thing for each other, but they never were single. And they finally got single one time.
No, listen, we made a pact at her wedding. We were both in her wedding.
Yeah.
And we had to walk each other down the aisle and we had a few drinks. And then we were like, why aren't we ever like together? And then we were like, by the time we're 22, if we're single, both of us, we'll make a pact now that we'll get married. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. We had a baby, and
my brother needed a date
got
for
married
Christmas.
By 22.
And I said, "Take Amber." He's like, "No." And I'm like, "She's finally single. Take Amber." And then within like a week, they went, and then they were like inseparable since then. And then
so that's awesome.
Right? My brother married my best friend. Yeah.
Hallmark.
Right. It is.
And then we all just started having babies at the same time. Yeah, sure. So all of our kids
were
the same
age. We've gone through every phase together. Yeah. Like when I met her, it was like day one. Uh-huh. It's hard to find someone who matches your energy, and then you just instantly connect and have that, and we always did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this girl? She's new. And then we had a sleepover that night. Like,
that was a crazy, crazy thing in Clover back in the day. It's just such a small town when we were there, at least compared to now. Yeah. The new kid's like, oh, man, fresh meat, you know.
Right? Yeah. But she was just right fun and confident, and she was quirky and weird like I was. And like, we met each other at the football game.
Any drama.
Never.
Like, we were the only friends
that's
that,
why
like,
we work so well together. Yeah, we don't. We just mesh. We there's
that's
no
why I turned her into my bakerista.
Bakerista.
That's literally what I call her now.
Well,
I'm a bakerista now.
You have your own stuff here in town as
so
well.
I'm the boutique. I'm Happy Soul Boutique. And then she wanted me to have a little spot in here without me working here. I was just going to have my stuff over there. And then
I fully thought I could do this alone.
Sure.
I said, I'm going to come in here.
And then the town showed up.
I'm going to make my custom cake. I'll make a couple hundred cupcakes a week like I normally do at Christmas time, and it'll just be busy and it'll be fine. I had no idea it was going to be the level it was.
Right.
So I called my brother like hyperventilating, and I was like, I can't do this. Like after the soft opening was like insane, he's like, why don't you just hire Amber? Like she's there anyways, and she would love to work with you. And then I called her, and I'm like, girl, you want a job? She's like, yeah.
I said, sign me up.
And then we literally, she was there like the next day.
The next morning. Yeah. And then I've been
here
every day
since. You baked like 2,000 cupcakes in 3 days.
Day one, I baked 2,000 cupcakes.
It was like 2,200 cupcakes in 3 days.
Tell us about the days before Valentine's Day. I was up here for that.
That was crazy.
The biggest seller like every year is Valentine's Day, I feel like.
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas and Valentine's Day. Well, Valentine's is the holiday of sweets. Like that's the day that you spoil your loved one with candy and chocolate.
So we suspected it was going to be insane. So we tried to prepare the best we could.
And how many cupcakes was it?
But with it being my grand opening, it was over like 2,600. Wow. Because we had made in one day. We made enough for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we sold it all the first day. Because my brother's like, this is your grand opening. You can't
just put
sell
it all out.
And I'm like, well, I'm going to have nothing for tomorrow. He's like, who cares? Just keep pushing it out today. So it was it was all gone.
That's awesome. So
insane.
Yeah.
When did you get to the level you're like, I need to get a store?
So like
you
last
said,
year.
All of us pushing her.
So,
it was like last year, all of a sudden I was like, we bought our fourth fridge. We got a huge building put in last year and we put two fridges in there, and then we put one. My husband did like a built-in for me in the dining room, and I just was like, I can't keep up in this house. I was like, I need like a real kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then Justin, he's a good friend of ours, the guy who owns all these buildings, this came available. And he's like, this is probably the last time it's going to come available. And I had talked to people about wanting this building 5 or 6 times over the last few years.
Really?
And he was like, I think this is the last time. He's like, because I'm going to turn into something and it'll probably stay for a while. He's like, so he kind of, him and his wife were like, you can do it, and gave me the, push I needed.
Yeah,
and my family was like, just do it. Just
What's the worst that can
happen? And then I'm like, well, my mind, no. It was great. It's been amazing, though.
So you
and
said
the support from the community and stuff is
10, crazy. 15 years, or how long did you say you've been doing this?
It'll be 11 years. Well, Brody's going to be 12, so 11 years.
So it's steadily, constantly been
growing. The first, like, 5-6 years was just a couple cakes here and there. It wasn't anything crazy. And then in the last 5 years, it started really picking up. And then the last year, I was like, holy.
How am I going to keep up with what I'm doing?
Yeah, I was like, I wanted to hire someone in my house. And then I was like, if I'm going to do that, I need to just get a bakery. Mm-hmm.
So how were you selling these? Just online? Or
yeah, just through Facebook. Just Facebook. Literally. Yeah. And like I told you earlier, a lot of people, I started like with their weddings. And then it was this birthday and this birthday and this birthday. So I probably have 600 to 700 people that are just return customers that just...
Right.
Every birthday, every event, every Mother's Day, Father's Day, they're just constant. So it's so nice that I've built these relationships with so many, you know, return customers.
Yeah, and I mean, that would be probably generational because, I mean, I know some of the older kids will remember these when they get a little bit older themselves and need it.
I just posted on my Facebook like a week ago. I said I had everyone send me Snapchats of like or pictures of their kids with their smash cakes that I've made them. Some of them were like 7, 8, 9 years ago pictures.
Right.
And I'm going to make like a big collage in here of all screenshots of all the babies.
So
and they were sending it to me, and I literally must have had like 300 pictures.
It was so
wow.
And they're all like 11 now
they're
and
grown.
10 now. A lot of them are like grown up now. A lot of them are only like 3 and 4.
And they're
but
coming in, and they're being like,
you made my smash cake when I was one. I'm
it's
like,
so cute.
So when a person goes to Walmart and gets a cake, do you think, do you think that they get the same level of care about it? Obviously, no. Like,
depends. I mean, I feel like there's some bakers out there at Food Lion and Walmart and all that. They've been doing
that
it for so
really
long.
They enjoy what they do.
Yeah, they enjoy
but
what they do. And they,
just small
you know,
business first.
Yeah. But small business is definitely different because it's
100%
custom. My brother's been hounding me for years to get a website so people could just go on and order. And I'm like, it's not as personal as them coming to me, telling me what they want, giving me their ideas. Versus just going on a website and clicking this flavor and clicking this picture. Sure. I'm like, this isn't Sam's Club.
And that's...
Like, it needs to be...
Right, right.
And
I
that
want,
has
I
worked
want all the
so
details.
Well for you
yeah.
that it's just kept scaling, which is great.
I mean, it's a lot to hear. I mean, I used to get 10 to 20 messages a week. Now I'm getting like 70 a day.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to go through with everyone asking the same question of like, how much is this? And can you do this and that?
Sure.
But it's part of it. It's I want it to be as personal as I can, so...
That's why people keep coming back to her because she's such a likable person and her personality. She makes you feel like family immediately. It can be a complete stranger walking through the door and she's so bubbly and kind and like it keeps bringing more people in.
That's so sweet.
It is though. Like she's built this, she's built this little cake community for 10 years and
it's crazy
really cool
the community though. That
what
is,
would
like,
you say, Amber, when you first noticed that she was taking off with this? When did you first notice that?
She's done for a long time.
She's forever because she's so creative. She has always been creative since before cakes and stuff. And any like she's always been like the party planner.
The
so anything the hostess with the mostest, like she goes all out for every holiday, every birthday, even my kids. And
I like it.
Just anything she does at her house, it's like to the nines. So I never doubted her for a second. And she's such a
You and my brother have always been the ones to push me to say do this and do it. Dougie has hounded me about getting a bakery for
it. He believes in you so much.
Yeah,
he does. I think he believes in you more than you believe in yourself sometimes. But you're also a go-getter. When she wants something, she just goes for it.
Sure.
No hesitation. She's just like,
but I got real bad anxiety, so it's hard.
But on the outside,
were you with the military?
You still push yourself.
You got mental issues and anxiety. Were you in the military?
No, they just come natural. Like,
yeah,
I don't have a reason for
that. You got them free. That's
it. Push it back in here.
She's so positive. I'll be like, oh my God, I have this to do and this to do and this to do. She's like, one thing at a time. And I'm like, you're right. You're totally right.
We always get it done. No matter how overwhelmed or crazy it is, we always get it done.
I didn't get a lot done today, and now I'm stressed
out. Tomorrow we will.
Yeah, yep.
So I'll come here early and
we'll get it
done.
School delay messed us up, man.
Oh, sure.
He's eyeballing these oatmeal cream pies up here.
How are you coming up with, what do you get your ideas for these? for what you put on here?
I don't know. I literally just
ideas at night, and I'm like, Curly, it's like 11:30, and I'm in bed, and she's like, we're doing this tomorrow, and I'm like, okay.
I just see an idea and I want to do it.
Yeah, and I like, I don't know why my brain always thinks like life is too short to live the same day twice. So I don't want to do the same thing all the time. And I tell her, I get very bored very fast with something. So if I make a few cakes, I'm like, oh, that style's cute. Then I'm done. Then I'm like, I need a new style. Like, I'm already bored with it. That's why I'm constantly
doing new stuff. If you go to her house once a week, it's a newly decorated every single time.
I just got new furniture. That's coming off.
Do you have the time to do that and this?
I think that is like a mental illness. They say ADHD a lot of times is confused with anxiety. I've probably been told my whole life I have anxiety, and it's not it.
That sounds a lot like ADHD.
I can't ever just like quiet it. It's, you know, but it comes out through cakes, you know, so it works.
He's the cake artist.
I'm gonna put that in there, and I'm the decorator on the
spectrum. Everybody is.
Everybody, I agree.
Yep, everybody is. I know I am. What are some like? What would you say is the most surprising thing since opening the actual shop? What did you not expect has been like the best surprise? You know what I mean? Since starting up.
Yeah, the consistency. Everyone said, oh, after the soft opening, the grand opening may not be so big because the soft opening was so big, then the grand opening was bigger. Yep. Then after the grand opening, everyone's like, oh, it'll calm down. It's probably not going to be busy.
Yeah.
So the first week we opened, which wasn't last week, it was the week before, we didn't really see anybody here, and it was almost 11. And then all of a sudden, I let two women in the door, and I guess people were waiting in their car, and it flooded. And then it did it Friday, and then it did it Saturday. Then a few days later, they're like, it's going to slow down. It probably won't be like that next weekend. Next weekend, we opened the doors. I had to call her. I was like, you have to get here. I was like, I thought it was going to slow down.
Every day.
Yeah. So that has been shocking to me. And also macaroons.
I did not like macaroons. All right.
Until I tried yours the other day. And I was like, what the heck about
this? That's what my brother said. He tried one in the kitchen. He literally took a bite. And me and her like walked off. And he just yelled, what is this? And we were like, what? He's like, why have I never eaten this?
Give me 12 of them.
She's like, these are like my favorite things ever. And he's like, I need like 12 of these. But
yeah,
I did not. Amazing. If you would have asked me
that one off the cake.
What would be my number one thing? Like opening a bakery, I would have been like cake pops or something. I would have never thought macaroons.
I keep saying people are going to hold us hostage and be like,
From the people that are like, what is it about them? You know,
everybody says the same thing, there's just not homemade ones in the area. You have to go to like Charlotte or I don't know that Publix even makes them fresh. They might, but you have to go all the way to Charlotte. I think they just opened up a place in Rock Hill though. Amelie's.
I think
they did. So, and they have really good ones too, but there's nowhere around here that makes homemade macaroons, so I think
it's a lot more
popular than I thought they were. I didn't know it was that big of a sensation, but
I didn't.
So you're making some for the art gallery tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
The curator is gonna hold me a couple.
Oh,
I'm gonna
go
there because I get off at 7 tomorrow.
Yeah,
I sold her a card.
I had like some green ones for that were like St. Patrick's Day colored, and some chocolate ones and different flavored ones. So. She's getting a couple of those.
That means I'm getting a couple of those.
I'm going to try and sneak some of those from the...
I've been crushing a diet and the gym, man. And I'm like, so I'm not going to eat
anything. With your Mountain Dew.
I mean, the same people come daily.
Yeah.
If all 3 days that we're open.
And they're all like, I just started my diet. I'm like,
how do we already have regulars?
I know. It's awesome, insane. Though. And I love that we're meeting all these people and learning their names, because there's a lot of new people that have came in that have never even heard of KB Cakes, which is crazy. The amount of people that I've been making stuff for so long, I didn't know there were still people that didn't know about me. So it's been crazy.
The other day I saw Bryant was talking about something when they shared an article on the new business thing. His family had a business also in town?
Yeah, it was actually, it's Pendleton and Pendleton now.
Okay.
That law
firm.
I think it's, I think it was a dry cleaner.
That was not my dad.
That was not his dad.
I think it was a dry cleaner. I think that's okay. What he said it was. But yeah, it was his mom's parents.
It's crazy how generational Clover mm-hmm. is. Like, yeah. It's really
and
wild.
And Bryant is, like, born and raised, like, where we live now. Mm-hmm. Man has never left. Yeah. He's never flown anywhere. Like, he is.
Except for when he was with the Avengers in New York.
As Clover gets. So he always wanted to be, like, I think he's more happy for me than, like, anyone. Because he's, like, so proud that we're, like, part mm-hmm. of this little downtown yeah. area now. Because he loves stuff like that. So.
It's his nice. His mom played a big role in my mm-hmm. my daughter when she was a baby. She would yes. babysit for us.
Yeah. Okay.
And she babysat Christy's little brother Jacob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
yeah.
years. Right. Like, yeah. Probably like high school. 5 years. Yeah. Yep.
He was there all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. That's when I lived there.
Yep.
So he right. was always there. I saw yeah. him every day.
I remember that actually yeah. now because yeah. she would have to go pick him up. Mm-hmm. But I remember having to drop Lily off when she was first starting out. You know, yeah. she would be nervous and. You know, and I'd have to...
Yeah, his mom sweet. Loved Brenda's the best. She had a little daycare yep. area in there.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this, like, trend of reels recently talking about, like, the easiest way to take kids on mm-hmm. a vacation is to bring grandma.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, absolutely. Bring an aunt or grandma, and you're straight. She's like it is the best. The baby whisperers. Same.
So, well, they love it too. It's like they're always, more time they with always, their kids and the grandkids.
They always behave better for the grandparents.
Our moms
too.
Are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not my kids. My children, they do, but my
yeah.
brother and then my sister, their respective children.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All of our kids behave really well for my mom and her mom.
They're always good for them. And I'm like, really?
They and then Brian's well parents live next door to us. So they literally just, I'm like, where's Demi? And he's like, she's been in my mom's for like 3 hours. I was like, oh. And then she comes back and she's got this whole thing of cookies. They go over there and mm-hmm. make cookies. It's so cute.
So how are you in sourcing your ingredients and stuff like that?
What do you mean?
Like, where are you getting your ingredients?
Everywhere.
Anywhere you can with
yeah,
the amount
you're. Yeah, Webstaurant, Sam's Club. Webstaurant a lot for flours, sugars, all that. But Sam's Club has got it going on. They get it to my house in 2 hours. Oh, I can order butter. Mm-hmm. Vegetable oil, everything, and I do a speedy delivery. It's like an extra $8. They will have it sure. delivered to my door in 2 hours.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
I love Sam's Club.
I mean, they yeah. have everything. But they're the only store right now that is limiting the eggs. Like Walmart, you can buy as many eggs as you want right. at Publix, but Sam's Club, being a bulk place, they will only let you buy their box mm-hmm. of 7 dozen, and it's one per person. And we go through 400 a week.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That would have started a whole town. In
a box of 60 eggs, let me tell you yeah. all, was $8 over the summer. It is $27 for a box now.
Like and end of summer, beginning of summer?
I bought 9 boxes just at wild. The beginning of the week, and I have yeah. one left in the fridge at home to bring here tomorrow.
Yep,
that's one left, crazy. Yeah. $27. It was $8.
Wow. Sorry, kids, no college. Like, that's insane.
But Trump just said last night he's getting a hold of what's going on with his egg situation. Hopefully sure. he's going to get it down because I'm like, $27 that's for wild. 60 eggs.
Do you have space for chickens out there, don't you?
I mean, yeah, we have chickens
yeah,
at home.
They wouldn't be able to produce enough eggs
I would
for
have
us to
have,
use
yeah,
in a
I'd
day.
Have to probably have like 100 chickens so I could yeah. get like 100 eggs a day. Because yeah. right now we're going through, I can't quite do the math, but we went through 7 boxes this in 2 days so far.
Yeah.
And there's 60 in each box.
Yep.
There's a lot of eggs.
Dang. And we'll do more baking tomorrow.
Yeah.
When we slow down a little bit. We always like when the
I'd
rush
have to
dies
have,
down,
I
we'll
would
go
literally
back
have
and get
to
some
have
more done.
So many chickens.
So yeah. you're open on Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday.
And we opened Sunday for a couple hours this past weekend just
because I had a lot a of cinnamon buns that I didn't sell on Saturday, yeah. and then everyone bought them within the first
Sunday
30 minutes
great,
on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a cinnamon roll day.
It was a good
day.
Seller that day.
Yeah.
Just everybody's, is. You know, getting out of church, and they yeah. come by, and they're getting their coffee down there and their lunch over yeah. there, and then they
that's
come
that's one
here
thing I really love about this part of town. I yep. mean, it really has this yep. particular strip has yeah. done so well. You got your drinks, you've got mm-hmm. your cakes, you've got your, coffee now your
the
games and stuff, yeah. entertainment for kids.
I can't wait for King of Fire to come. No. And then Cattle Car, mm-hmm. That's Justin, the guy mm-hmm. who owns this, him and his friend Ian. Are opening that together, and that's going to be amazing.
What,
be
tell me about that. That's a restaurant, right?
It's going to be, yeah, like a sports bar, like okay. bar and grill kind of food. They have like
it's
a bar
like
on the back.
Gourmet burgers.
Yeah.
And all
so,
things.
No joke, that's what
gourmet
they...
Gourmet burgers.
Ian is a chef, so he's got like yeah. good stuff.
Do you guys, have y'all heard any whispers of when that could be?
I think it's going to be in April.
Okay.
If I'm not
mistaken. Relatively quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year.
It was supposed next month.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be earlier, but everything just takes
cattle cars are literally what, I don't know if I told you this, but that's literally what they drove us around on at Fort Benning when I was in basic training. Oh, wow. They smashed us into cattle cars and drove us all over that place.
Sweaty and hot.
It was so gross, but it was always so cool to see one coming because I'm like, I'm about to get go home.
I'm about to go home for a little bit.
And then they would torture us for hours.
That's going to be awesome, though. This whole strip is going to be full of...
I can't wait.
Very useful things to... Booming.
King of Fire is going to be awesome. It's two huge buildings, and I think it's going to be really nice when it gets done.
Yep.
What was that?
King of Fire.
King of Fire.
That's the pizza guy.
That's the food truck that comes here. You've never had King of Fire?
Have you not had
Listen, I've only been back for a couple of months, and I've been observing.
Oh, man. Back with it.
He comes here, and he parks right out here, and it is so good.
He'll be there on the Patrick's Day thing, guaranteed.
I heard you ask Brian earlier, the Vault and Bullpen, they don't have food. But they rent out food trucks that come a few days a week, and then people get the food, and then they go sit either at the Vault or the Bullpen, and they have beer or whatever.
Okay.
So there's always some kind of food truck down here. Voodoo.
But look out for the King of Fire, dude. It is.
Voodoo Wings was just here the other night. Best wings ever. Yeah, King of Fire, amazing pizza. There's It's Worth It truck, my friend Lindsay.
The Jerk Chicken, who's that guy?
Oh, my God.
They're all the jerk chicken. The jerk chicken. It's like Caribbean.
Oh, I know what that is.
I get the curry chicken. It is so freaking good.
I love jerk chicken.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's awesome that you can just go there and go into these buildings. And then they have like music bingo. They have all kinds of cool stuff. Well, so we bring the kids down
Thursdays
here.
In the warmer months.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
and Parking Latte is always there. She's here like every day, right?
It's awesome to see all these little things.
I'm pretty excited.
I know.
I mean, because the thing is, I've been eating gourmet pizza in New York, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, now I got like a taste of pizza a little bit.
I want some New York pizza.
I know. I want to.
Is it New York that has a deep dish, or is that somewhere else?
That's Chicago.
New
York's thin, right? Oh, it's the thinner crust.
Yeah, but see, I don't really like the thin stuff. I like it's the Sicilian stuff. Huge. Yeah, they got these big crazy slices, but it's all right. But they got the Sicilian pizza. Is like square and a little bit thicker, and that's what I did.
That sounds really good.
That sounds
delicious. And then I had this thing called a tomato pie, which sound disgusting.
Oh no, I've seen that.
And it's
I saw it on TikTok the other night.
It's like a thick, saucy pizza.
That's my favorite.
It was freaking amazing.
You will love King of Fire, dude.
You will.
I mean, I'll get him on the line.
I think it's called their New York pizza or something. It has like meatballs and like big hunks of like. Either ricotta cheese or something. Oh my God, it is.
Well, I love seeing the schools will contract these guys for a day, and have them feed the staff
for lunch.
Yes.
It's just really nice little community, man.
I know.
When I first came back out of the service, it was about 9 years ago, and a lot of this stuff was kind of in the works or starting to pop up here and there.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, again, it's multiple nights a week. I can take my kids. They can have a great time. And it's not going to kill my pocket.
No, it's awesome.
Growing up, it was never like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember coming downtown for literally nothing. Mm-mm. Maybe the football game.
And then after COVID, it was like a dead zone down
But now right. our
is,
kids.
Is any town ever going to work again? you know?
Yeah.
Justin's been working real hard to make this. A nice, cute little downtown. He wants it. He wants some life down here.
Dude, I wish I could just, like, win a scratch-off and get that big building in the middle of town and give it to Justin. Have him do something with it. I know he wants every building around here because he's got lots of ideas, too.
Yeah, he does great.
Because they're not on board yet.
What?
The other side, across the side.
Oh, I know. I don't know what's going on.
I wish they would get on board and do something, but I haven't heard any talks or any plans. So.
Lots of
empty. Oh, on the other side of the light over there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had an interview last week with Jason, and he owns one of the buildings over there.
You guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We love that.
The new walk-in.
Yeah, and he's talking about wanting to put
something. So I was going to get the building that he had I think it was like last year, the two-story, the church building that he has. It's like three spots down from that new dental place.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't feel like the time was right then. I was just like, I don't know. So I waited like probably 2 years ago. I waited longer, and then I finally was – I felt like I was ready this time. I wanted to be ready then, and he took me and my mom through it, and he showed us, and I just felt like I wasn't ready yet. So I'm glad that I waited because I needed to be fully ready to, like, commit to this, you know. So
when are you going to, like – have a host a kids TV show, of little cooking contest.
I just want to have like a little birthday party here, but there's like there's like no room. But I would love to have like a little tea party here, you know?
Yeah.
I just saw Captain America. Oh my gosh! I did.
Right? That was then.
He calls you Captain America. You beautiful man.
Oh, he's getting a new nickname in town off this episode, but he just went on upstairs.
Oh my gosh.
Cap.
Oh, Cap. That's funny. So how has the family, how are the families? I know I was here on the opening day. Mm-hmm. Everybody seemed just fully here for it. Mm-hmm. What do the kids think? They're super excited.
They love it.
When they first saw all this.
Her kids think it's the coolest thing. My kids think it's the coolest thing. I have my sister who lives in Greenville is like my best friend. I wish she lived here because, Greenville, South Carolina. She lives in Taylor's.
Okay.
But she would be like her. She'd be here every day with me. Sure. But she lives there, so it sucks. But she's been so excited. Her husband, they've all been supportive and excited.
Her daughter. Her daughter. She comes and helps us.
Yeah.
She'll
come like once a week and just come hang out with us, which is nice. Hello.
Podcast appearance.
You just got a new nickname, dude.
Captain America.
I was on a mission.
Yeah. On your left.
I was on a mission.
Yeah.
How's upstairs?
I ain't been upstairs. I was the next door.
Okay.
Yeah, who's up there? Who's up?
Brody, are you upstairs?
That's Lindsay from.
Okay. You hear him?
It's loud. I thought Brody was up there throwing pool sticks around.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go see.
Are you eating a thing of icing right now?
Do you have a ball game today?
Kids' lives.
No, he just wears baseball gear. 24/7.
24/7. Man, one of the I know a guy that was in Eastbound and Down.
Oh wow!
So somebody can watch when he's older.
Yeah, way older.
Yeah.
That's probably the funniest show ever made.
It's a trip. It's actually my ex brother-in-law, and he has a picture with several members of the cast. I'm like, dude, that's a good one.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I'll go off there.
Toodaloo.
Sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't know. Dad's going up there. Go up there with him.
So, has anybody that you, in your family baked before that you started?
My nanny, my dad's mom. When she passed away, she passed away when
2017.
Yeah, when Demi was born. So, I ended up getting a lot of her like piping tips and like some pans and stuff that were hers. I still use them now.
Mm-hmm. Really?
She did like more of like the old fashioned wedding cakes that were like on the stacks of like the columns with like the bridges connected, you know, like we would see like our parents or grandparents have. So, but yeah, she was really good with that.
Wow.
I never baked or anything with her, but I feel like they're creative. She passed the gene down. The creativity must be in the family, but she lived in Maryland. So I only got to see her like once a year growing up, but she was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like to do a lot of cooking outside of baking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm tired, so I don't want to make dinner.
Sure. But you're like, but I can do it.
We're putting crockpot meals every morning. Like, what did you put in the crockpot this morning? I've always loved being in the kitchen, cooking, baking, all that. So.
What if we could get Gordon Ramsay in here?
Oh, he's scary.
I would try.
All right, terrifying. Scratch that, Charlie. No, I love like all the shows. My daughter and I will watch like the little cooking contests.
Oh yeah, me and Brody watch that all the time.
They're
so
he's cool.
Like, you could totally do that, Mom. You could totally do that. Go on that show. You could.
There's
do
so
that.
Much pressure it's like with those. I would just crack. And
every other thing now.
Yeah. There's a one on Netflix called Nailed It.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And they're normally terrible.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the judges are like, said, "What is that?" And she's like, "I tried," but they only give them so much time, and it's terrible. But it's
you'd said Mrs. Doubtfire, and that made me think of
something. I love her.
Well, the lady that did Robin Williams' makeup is V. Neal, and she is a judge on an old sci-fi show, Face Off, where they would make like the
the makeup
special effects makeups. It's so, like my daughter should be like, "Oh man, V. Neal, star of." You know, Mrs. Doubtfire and all this stuff, and fun little thing. The creative people, man, it's a fun life.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Gordon Ramsay, the soft opening that we had, we did the same thing. We sold everything the first day that we made for 2 days, but it was going so fast. My brother's in the back, and he's like, "You need to get some cupcakes in the oven right now." And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "You're selling out too fast, and it's only 12 o'clock. He's like, "You just opened." I was like, and we're like, "It's only 12 o'clock? We felt like we'd been here for hours."
Yeah.
So I started throwing stuff in the oven, and my brother's like, "Tell me what to do. Like, tell me how to help."
Right.
And I'm like, "Just start scooping the batter." And he yells out, I'm like freaking Gordon Ramsay in this kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, first time in the kitchen. I'm owning this. Yeah.
Floral apron on, and he's like scooping the batter.
The whole family was back there that
We're
day.
Literally
dad,
shoving them
the
in
mom,
the oven.
Brother, the grandma, the aunt,
everyone.
The
my mom's friends. Friend came to buy stuff and ends up in the kitchen helping for like 4 hours. Like, we That's were taking awesome. Them from the yeah. oven, popping them in the freezer Straight so they'd the get cold, taking them out, icing them, and shoving them out here. For
the
4 hours.
The line was out the door for 6 hours straight.
It
down
didn't
there.
Stop. So my brother's like, you can't. My brother was like, you cannot sell out yet. He's yeah. like, the line, these people have
They'd
been waiting.
Be so
He's like, start getting them in the oven. And it was just like a whole assembly line in there.
Well,
and
it was
I was like,
crazy.
I can't do this again. So yeah. the next weekend, we're
she
like,
hired me.
We got to bump it up. We got to bump the cakes up yep. because
I was right
it was
behind
crazy.
Y'all's brownie fan.
Oh.
And that I didn't think anything about what you y'all just said,
yeah, yeah.
but when I came in, it was about, I guess, about an hour and a half after the opening
mm-hmm.
was where my spot in the line finally got in there, and the back was as full as the front. I mean,
yeah.
it was crazy. It was yeah. crazy in here.
It was crazy.
Yep.
And, like, that night, I, like, panic set in because I'm like, yeah. I can't do this every weekend. I can't, like, have sure. a full case mm-hmm. and, like, people flying in and be baking and shoving stuff out. Like,
right.
So that's when I was like, Amber. Like, I need mm-hmm. you, and then we need to, like, quadruple what I did last weekend because it has to last for 3 days.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, when I opened this, I had originally said I'd be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And everyone's like, that's crazy. Like, you need to be open at least Tuesday, Wednesday, and da-da-da. And I'm like, we have to physically make this stuff.
They don't realize
stuff.
How sure. long
And it's not
it takes.
Just – and people also are kind of getting mad that we were selling out so fast. And I'm like, I don't think people realize that it's as many items as it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
sure.
thousands of cupcakes, thousands of brownies, mm-hmm. 700-800 macaroons. It's not like I'm making, like,
yeah.
100 cupcakes, and I'm like, darn it, we
first
sold
come,
out.
First
it's, like,
guys.
Thousands
yeah.
of
wow.
items that
Damn.
Are going in
right.
hours, like,
right.
hours. The first day,
wow.
we were sold out in 3 hours, and it was over 4,000
like
items.
Customers buying
yeah.
24 of something.
And you're still making custom cakes.
Still
yes.
making custom cakes, yeah.
Birthday
so,
cakes, wedding cakes.
It's a lot.
Baby showers, all
And I'm going to have to hire somebody else, too, because if something happens to her or she gets sick or something, I'm like, I need a backup.
No sick
Well,
days.
Did you have any experience in a kitchen prior to coming
I
to
mean,
this?
I mean, I'm like...
She's a good cook.
I'm a
right.
good cook. Like, I'm
and that does go a very long
And she's
way.
Very organized. Sure. She's always been, yeah. like, super organized. So mm-hmm. I feel like she just kind of
yeah.
jumped in, and she's very clean. Mm-hmm. She's very organized. So she just
fell
right
how
into
to do it.
Do it
day one, and then
yeah.
I just go. She hasn't.
Yeah.
After her first tray, because I scoop it and plop it in, like, so fast, like
yeah.
what you were watching her do today.
My cupcake
And
paper.
She did, like, her first tray, and she shoved them in the oven. She's like, all right, I got to
get faster.
And, like,
sure.
she
I'll
literally went
myself.
Over, and then she just, from yeah. that moment on, she just started doing it faster, and she's been great. So now I got to teach her to ice the cupcakes
yep.
and all that. So
and
getting there.
Yeah.
And you like the brownies, but you're not too much of a sweet person yourself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Cheesecake and brownies,
That's
though.
Cheesecake and brownies, you're
I
a
will
sweet
eat
person.
Every single thing in this bakery.
Sure.
<Top
to
bottom.
laughs>
yeah. I will eat everything. She will. She literally
Starting
will.
With, it's like The Office with Meredith.
oh, man. So how did you get into doing your own boutique?
This, okay, yeah. so this was just like a silly dream of mine, and I literally had it in my phone notes. My husband didn't know about it. We were on a road trip one day, and I was just talking to him about things, and I was like, you know, Charleston's like our favorite place. That's our town we would love to live in one day, and we go there a lot.
Mine too.
Huh?
Mine too.
You too?
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so my husband's a fisherman and all that, so we're there a lot, and we were on the way to Charleston probably. I don't remember where we were going. It was a beach. And I started telling him about my idea to have a boutique one day. I was like, I want to live by the beach, have a boutique, go get coffee with you on our lunch break while you're at your little fish shack down the road. And he's like, why aren't you doing that now? Like, start it. And then within like 3 weeks, I had a whole business started.
Really?
So, yeah.
But she also doesn't give herself credit either. And she's always been creative. And she's always wanted to do something.
I just like clothes.
She's tried
like
a few
fashion.
Things over
yeah.
like the last like 10 years. She tried being like a vlogger one time.
Oh,
but
God.
Then she shuts herself down because she's like,
yeah.
well, I'm stupid or that's stupid. And I can't do that. And I'm like,
the
you
imposter
gotta
syndrome
just
is
do
a
it.
Terrible
just,
thing.
Yeah.
Who am
and I'm
to
like, you
do
gotta
this?
Go
I hate
myself.
That
she would like send me Snapchats and she's like, I just made a whole 5-minute video of me trying on outfits for the boutique. To post, and she's like, I deleted all of them.
Oh,
I'm
then
like,
you feel stupid, and you get
so,
in your
yeah.
head, and I'm not,
but
you know.
She doesn't realize how adorable she is, and all her stuff's adorable, and she's very creative too. So, yeah.
Do you have a website?
I do.
She
HappySoulOriginal.com.
She does.
Say it again.
Happy Soul Original is all my platforms.
Okay.
I have a website and my Facebook, my Instagram, all that stuff, and then the boutique in here, of course, and. We'll expand one day, but this was just a little starter for me. I started up doing, like, the pop-up shops at, like, the mm-hmm. vendor events. That's where, like, my first stuff was that I sold. And then I got the website set up. So I'm trying to manage all that and then be my bakerista over here. So
now, are you guys going to be at the Patty's Day thing?
Yeah, we'll be open.
Okay. We'll be open here. We won't be down here, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, y'all just happen to have a business on Main Street. Y'all are straight.
I'm wondering how busy we'll be, though, with it being, like, down there.
It's going to be
a lot of people park at Boyd, so I'm wondering.
There's no way that people aren't going to come here.
We'll be slammed all day.
There's nothing. Yeah.
This whole case is going to be green. I know. We're going to make so much green stuff. Those are fake. But
I'm so excited.
Those green cupcakes are fake. Yeah.
God, I was going to snatch one.
Yeah, leprechaun.
So Happy Soul, that's a brilliant marketing name.
Thank you. So that came from just my Instagram handle. So it's something I used to say to my oldest. He'll be 13 this year. When he was young, my other ones were like babies. I had two back to back and then a third or a fourth. But I would always say, like, how's your soul today? Is it happy? Like, I would just like say, like, yeah, how's your soul? And he would get out of the car in the morning and say, happy soul, like to say bye or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and you were five happy souls.
And then I was five happy souls on Instagram for years. And then we had Hayes, our youngest, and I changed it to six happy souls. So when it came time to name the boutique, it just made sense. I was like, happy soul.
It's so cute and it's catchy.
I'm a summer girly, so it's all like coastal themed. I just love summer. And she told me, what's that thing you sent me the other day? Solar powered? She was like, all the solar power girls are coming back to life. Yeah. And I was like, I feel so seen now.
Completely goes like recluse in the winter.
If the sun is not out, neither am I.
You know, I would not do in the military. When I went to reenlist, they're like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And
Hawaii.
I was like, Hawaii. And they're not Alaska. I will tropical. Never do it just because of
taking to Alaska.
Bears.
It's no absolutely joke. Not. I mean, the percentages of like depression and
divorce
and stuff up there.
She gets them pretty
bad.
Real.
She has a check on
I just thrive. I go outside with my donkeys and it's cold and I'm just like.
Donkeys.
Yes, I have donkeys.
How many
goats and chickens? Mm-hmm. I have two miniature donkeys.
She's Janice a little farm
and Joey.
Girl.
Oh my God.
They're the best.
That is awesome.
So that's how I named my podcast, What's Happening with Carolina Chuck. We had this round table with NBC. They're like, let's call it. They're just coming out with crazy names. And then, like, they were serious about this one. They said, how about Chuck Around and Find Out? And I'm like,
I would have. Yeah,
I'm like, come on. I'm like, dude, this is, I was like, up there, I was like, it's, I got a lot of fans that are like old ladies and kids, you know? And then I say, what's happening all the time. When I see someone, I say, hey, what's happening?
And is this place haunted?
Gosh,
it's old.
I mean,
don't answer that question.
These buildings are old.
Yeah, you know? So I was like, let's just go with what I say. It just fits.
It makes sense.
Like, you know
it fits
I mean?
Your personality. It's like my personality trait, you know?
Yeah.
So and, it just goes.
Well, I already had taxes and all of that linked to this name. So when I did this bakery, I'm like, I really don't want to redo all of that.
Yeah.
But I wanted it to just be Cakes by Carly. Because that's what it is on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't want to go rename all that and redo all that and redo a logo. I already had everything made. So I was like, I'll just. And everyone knows me as KB Cake. So I'm like, I didn't want to open up a new bakery and then people be like.
You'd lose that.
Not know it's me and be like, oh, I already get my cakes done by Carly. I don't want to go to this bakery or something.
I might be wrong too. I mean, this is just an opinion thing. But I feel like our generation specifically. There's a lot more people doing what you're doing, what you're doing, what you're doing, what social I'm media. Doing. Well, not yet. I mean, just out there, you said it was a crazy dream of yours.
Yeah.
It's not.
I never
it's
thought a, it
It's something
real.
That has turned into something.
Yeah, it is.
10 years ago, you were like, man, that God, I can make a cake better than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I was talking about with my wedding photos. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going
to
charge people.
Well, it used
for
to
this.
Just be like all YouTube. Very few were really, really good on YouTube.
Sure.
But now all over TikTok, there are stay-at-home moms that just – start doing cookies or they start doing cupcakes and I've watched them from 3 years ago to now and how good they are. So there are a ton of talented people that are just popping up here and there doing this kind of stuff too. So but it's awesome to watch.
And
I feel like there's enough room in the world for everyone to do that.
Yes.
I don't get upset.
The name
about
of the
it.
Game is consistency. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just gotta look, I was doing this time last year and at a kitchen table with just random people. Then ended up with a freaking number one TV show in New York.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, but you know, it sucks. I had to leave. I was like, golly, but
it'll happen here again. So.
Yeah.
I think Clover's booming, you know? So.
Yeah. That's exactly
what I talk about.
Exactly
a lot of people to
talk
to.
Yeah.
And they got to where, you know, I don't know. I seen stuff going on back home. I was like, man, and I'm doing like charity stuff up there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I could be doing this back home. I mean, mm-hmm. I felt like I was playing Major League Baseball in Mexico. You know what sure. I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Out of yes. place. Yeah.
Like, you know, it was kind of out of place. It wasn't for the home team. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know. It was cool. Whatever. Whatever. But, yeah, I'm back. And honestly, I really missed it. I was homesick. Like, everything was cool. And then you go home and it's just like, yeah. And then Christy's dad ended up passing away. So, and then I'd have to come back down here and check on my dad. And I don't know. It was just the right time. We got the heck out of there. Now I'm back at this dealership down here, which is it's a really cool spot.
Yeah.
Really high on integrity and stuff. I like it.
It looks like you're doing good over there.
Yeah. So far, so good.
That's another staple of the Clover community.
I've gotten all of our cars from there. Yeah. So has my family. Everyone knows everyone there. That's what I like about Clover. So everyone keeps it.
What do we need? What's next? What do you guys want in Clover? I love asking this kind of stuff. Yeah. People will watch this and hear it, and they'll be like, man, that might be a good idea. Maybe I ought to put that up to town council or something. What do you guys
Well, the one next door to us is empty, too.
Yeah, the church next door is empty, but Justin wants to turn it into, like, a steakhouse because he wants – there's lots of little bar and grill type thing, finger food type places. He wants, like, a nice sit-down white tablecloth, like, steakhouse, like, chop house is what he's calling it. So that would be really cool.
Was it you were talking about Web Kitchen? The parking.
I've still never been there.
I know that that is because
all
it was
of
in
this parking is supposed to be changing.
Yeah, and that was and that I think it was when we had Jason on.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were talking about you know but you know the parking situation. Listen, man, I'll walk a half a mile to go eat at Web Kitchen. It's the coolest place.
I've still never been there. I know my mom goes there all the time. You did?
We went for my birthday this year.
I heard it was. I heard it was.
It was fantastic.
And the parking is terrible. You can't. You can't even see the place.
Right in a downtown. It's right down there. So
I think that would be
the parking here really does suck too. It really does.
They do need to fix that.
I went to
the sidewalks suck here too.
Make a good enough steak and I will.
Well, one thing at a time. Like it's a lot has happened for the last.
And also in the last year this. Has just kind of like came up so it was a dead zone down there after COVID. There was nothing so once brick and mortar opened it just went boom 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 boom.
And from what I understand she's also had a very Margaret's had a very similar experience. Like she had an idea we need to get in there too as well.
Literally just had an idea and then
all of a sudden they're overwhelmed with how successful the town has showed up for its
I became really good friends with her because I that's where I originally started putting my cakes and stuff. You took pictures of them when I had stuff there. And she was so overwhelmed at first. She was like, I had no idea. I thought this was going to be just a cute little coffee shop. And it
Sleepy blew, little Clover coffee
It just
shop.
Blew up because that's what people want here. They want a nice, comfortable, cozy that
experience
aesthetic vibe of like I'm gonna go get a coffee you know it's just that's what they want so
what would you say to someone who is got a business idea and that's pretty consistent with it and and would thinking about opening up something downtown
do it
yeah
as long as you have I feel like one of the reasons I've been this successful is because I did it for so long and I grew that audience and I grew that relationship with people. I don't know. I'm sure any bakery that would just pop up would be successful.
Not to
But I don't know if it would be, if the community would show up this much. But they have because I've been doing it for them for so long.
They
so,
showed up to support you.
But I feel
and
like
now
if,
it's just word of mouth. And then they're spreading it.
But if you have like a good, you know, audience and you've been doing it for a long time, I feel like. But I'm not sure how businesses do if they just pop open. But then again, brick and mortar just, they had no followers, no social media, nothing.
That's true.
Had they opened up and it was bam. So you never know with Clover, honestly. My brother's making hats.
Make a studio.
I know.
Take my studio from out there, put it out there.
They had the little
I've already tried with the thing on the other side of town.
But my brother's making hats for Clover. Mm-hmm. And he's like, how many should I buy? And I was like, it could be 50 or you may need 1,000. Like, you don't know with Clover.
Right.
Like, if somebody would have said, you're going to have a line out the door every time you open, I'd have been like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you don't. You just don't know with Clover. I would have never thought brick and mortar would be. I went in there for lunch today. It was packed, wall to wall, line out the door.
But I feel like people are so desperate here for something, for life. Something like that. It's been so many years that we're going across the border to Steel Creek to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Belmont, we want to stay in our hometown. Blue
Wall. Belmont's beautiful. Everybody, oh my gosh, I feel like so everybody good. Also chases that like nostalgic feeling of like,
I say it all the time. It's like we're in Gilmore Girls. And, you probably watched that. You have daughters. Gilmore Girls.
I know what that is.
And then like Friends with like Central Perk and all of them going to coffee shops. And then Gilmore Girls with like, I feel like so many people want that. They're, you know, you get tired with the hustle and bustle of life that you want a little town to go to.
Well, and I mean, just 45 minutes away, 30 minutes away, they see it all day, every day. That drive over the Buster Boy Bridge is outrageous. And going for anything over there is just so much more tedious.
And then York, I'm telling you, York became a cool little town. Mm-hmm. Their little downtown.
It's adorable. I mean,
they have the cutest little shops.
I love their lights.
They do.
Every time I drive through it at night, I'm like just looking at all the twinkle lights.
And I love,
it.
How they have like the Christmas thing down there, the Yorkville Christmas. Yes.
One of my favorites.
And Clover's doing that too. They have the Christmas Sylvia's on Maine now. Like, I love that they get involved with all the stuff for holidays.
Yeah, I mean, we got a town too. Boy, we can do that.
It's awesome.
We got people and places.
Right.
We got lights.
I'm curious to see how the Food Truck Thursdays are going to be for us.
I know. Yeah, but how later? We got to figure out our hours.
Could you stay open later? Have some teenagers working.
Man, there's a slew of them around.
There's so many teenagers that want to work here, especially in the summer. So that's when that is popping. Yeah. As long as Katie's here. Katie's the girl that I hired.
Katie was here earlier.
I love her. Yeah, she just jumped right in.
And her daughter, Kimmy, works.
And I've been making cakes for her mom, Katie's mom, for years. Long time. So I posted on Facebook for like...
What does that mean? How...
What do you mean?
Like, how many cakes you...
Oh, God, I don't know. Candace, her mom, she's...
like crazy?
Yeah, she's ordered a lot. She has a younger sister, Scarlett, who's... Demi's age, my daughter, she'll be 8. I've made her a lot of cakes.
Yeah.
Since she was young.
Just one of those relationships you're talking about earlier.
Katie was young too. Yeah.
It's like cakes for holidays, baby showers, like graduation parties.
Yeah, Candace is old. She's one of my regulars. So. But yeah, she, Katie, I posted briefly on Facebook for like 2 seconds and I said it was the week after we opened, I was panicking. I'm like, I need a teenager, someone who's quick, fast learning, that just can jump in.
I got your dog.
In like 2 seconds, Candace messaged me, and so I deleted the post because I didn't want to be like bombarded.
Right.
And I know of her family and stuff, so I was like, I would love Katie. Bring her on.
Yep.
And then she was supposed to come that 1 week, and I told her mom, I said, let's hold off this week because that was the grand opening, and I didn't want to throw her in. And I was like, I don't want her to be like, absolutely not. This is crazy. I'm not. Mm-hmm. So then we brought her in the next week, and I thought it was going to be slow.
And it wasn't. How many days are like, I mean, I guess just the baking days. I mean,
we start Monday, prepping stuff Monday. Yeah. We bake throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sure.
And then
Doors
open Thursday. But then we continue to bake throughout that too.
We work the rush up here, all of us just handling and doing all the things. And then as soon as the rush settles down, me and her will go back and do more. Yeah,
start doing more.
Because there's some things you can prep early and they're fine, but there's some things that have to be fresh.
You do it fresh.
Like my muffins, I bake them morning of and pop them out here because I don't want nobody eating a 2-day old muffin.
Yeah, it's not
the same.
Pastries and
all that. Yeah, cinnamon rolls, all that stuff's got to be fresh. So.
Yep.
There's a lot. Yeah. A lot to learn.
So what would you say the most rewarding thing so far is? And then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, I would say relationships with the people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's
just the support from the community has been crazy. Getting on Facebook, the first soft opening and then the grand opening, and seeing it was like nothing but pictures of the bakery over and over and over from people sharing.
Get on Facebook without seeing
all the moms groups I follow were sharing it. All the little Clover this and York this, everyone sharing it. Like it was insane.
It's
that like I was
a celebrity.
Like
celebrity.
It was
weird.
Crazy. Not. Don't say
it is.
Yeah, you are. Believe me, I noticed.
It was just. It was that was amazing to me though. That was like I literally just laid there in bed and I looked at my husband. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, this is
amazing,
and everyone has been so positive and nice.
So
we had one woman that was
happy.
Not mean to us, but unhappy over all the hundreds of people that we've seen, and it's like everyone has been
thousands
so nice and happy.
Yeah.
And it's been that's
well, you guys have definitely
really cool.
given something to the community, and that is awesome to see.
Yeah, it's been great.
Thanks, Corey.
Yeah. Keep it up.
All right, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Do we clap?
Do we clap?
We can.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Josh.
Yes, absolutely.
Y'all come back and see us and get some Macs. And don't go free time.